Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of had a crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Scan Heat bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Andy Goss is our guest. He's our great Brain Trust member and author of The Secret World of Money. Many of you have seen him on television as a banking expert, a financial expert. And he's joining us now to talk to us, continue to talk to us about some of the financial stuff that's going on in the world. Andy, we just got through you and I basically agreeing that that the Fed is not going to do much in the way of, not going to do anything in the way of raising rates. Certainly not this week and probably not for the near future. But why are there people out there, people you know and I know, that are convinced that the Fed is being derelict, they're being almost criminal for not raising rates? What is it that they want the Fed to accomplish by raising rates?
Well, you know, there are several factors at play here, but the main one is the fear that we've dodged a bullet and we shouldn't press our luck.
Right.
Historically, when the Fed does what it did, we were met with massive inflation. So, in fact, Janet Yellen herself admitted, if everyone spent all the money that the Fed had created, the inflation rate would be something around 30%. So it's the fact that Americans, by and large, have been stashing cash due to the uncertainty in the economy. When the crisis started, we collectively had about $7 trillion in the bank.
Yep.
And I mean in our checking account and our savings account, not in our investments. Mm-hmm. Now we have nearly $14 trillion.
Yeah.
14.
We've deleveraged. And I pointed that in an article recently, is from consumers to businesses, we've deleveraged like crazy. Debt became something to get rid of.
Yeah, and curiously, at a point when it's at, you know, the lowest cost of money in forever. And this is what's troubling to me. So many businesses have sacrificed growth for paying off debt.
There's no question.
And for me, you know, borrowing money long term makes a lot of sense. But that's neither here nor there.
But the truth is,
not spending our money. Monetary velocity is as low as it's ever been. So they've pent up. There's this big tank of inflation sitting behind this clog.
Right.
And the
right.
clog is Americans won't spend money. Mm-hmm. And everyone that is suggesting they raise rates is fearing that if they start spending that money, Jim, the inflation will just wipe us out.
So they're worried. So you think those people are worried that the Fed isn't taking advantage of reloading their weapons at a time when they could, because when they need it, they will already be without any bullets.
Well put, yeah. They won't be able to lean against the wind, which is famously what Martin said was their job. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and by not reloading, you know, they're running the risk that when this pipe breaks or when the clog breaks and people start spending their money in fear of inflation,
right,
that the Fed will be unable to control it because they wouldn't have reloaded their weapons.
Well, and see, the thing is out here on Main Street, you're exactly right about it being troubling that when the rates are lowest. My polling and the polling that I report on for small business out here on Main Street, Andy, shows that small business owners, by the only 5% or less of small business owners report that their credit needs aren't met, and like 60% say we not only don't need a loan, we don't want a loan, and so they're not borrowing money, just like you said. And so why would with rates as they are, why wouldn't this be a time when small businesses would say, golly, I'd be crazy not to borrow the money to take advantage of this growth opportunity? But the problem is, there is no growth opportunity.
Hmm. And they're uncertain
and the
about
reason,
what the future might hold. You know,
because of Washington. Because of Washington. Two things.
Yeah,
two things going on, Andy. We got an anti-business administration. And we got real anti-business policies coming out of Washington. That's one thing. The second thing is, Andy, major corporations are not turning their money loose in the form of contracts to small businesses.
You know it. Yes, sir. In fact, to the extent that they can, they keep it offshore so that it's not taxed. And,
right.
You know,
that's right.
It's
so if you were going
to
if you were going to go back to where you said, okay, if I pull this lever right here, That'll move these two levers, which will move those four levers. What would you start? Would you take the tax off the repatriated dollars overseas? What would you do?
Don't ask me, man. I'm going to put a strict tariff on every imported good that hits the border.
So you're an isolationist.
To a certain extent.
You're not a free trader.
Not a free trader, because there's no such thing. You know, I use the lesson of the chicken feet. You know this story, right?
Mm-hmm.
We produce chickens at an alarming rate, but the one part we don't use in the United States are the feet. So some producers got the idea that they would put chicken feet in a container and ship them to China, where they love the thing.
Right.
Well, you know, it's the one area where we can beat China. The mm-hmm. one thing that we can sell them cheaper mm-hmm. than they can make, and that's chicken feet. What do you think the Chinese do?
You know what they did.
115% tariff on
wow.
it. That's right. So free trade is a myth, and if we don't start protecting our own markets, you know, we're going to watch these jobs just continue to leave the United States. So if you want to really improve jobs, there's only one way to do it. Start making foreign corporations pay a little tax. They don't pay any. I mean, they take their money, their profits back to Dubai and build those
right.
office buildings. They go to Japan
A corporate America is doing the same
yeah.
thing because 60% of their business is overseas.
That's right, and they just keep the money over there. They never bring it back.
A repatriation
is a good idea, Jim. But I say to those companies,
yeah.
all right, bring
yeah.
your money back here, invest it here, and we won't charge you a tax. But I think that they're sitting there waiting for that.
I believe, quite honestly, it's not going to happen in this administration. But I'll tell you something, Andy. Out here on Main Street, we're planted in the ground. See, we don't
yeah.
have those options out here. We're just pawns. We really feel like pawns on the chessboard of the oligarchs right now. That's how we feel.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Well, look out for payroll taxes to rise to 19.4% within the next 24 months, and
yep.
that's going to surprise.
We'll talk some more about that and other things with our good friend Andy Gause, ladies and gentlemen. G-A-U-S-E is how you spell his last name. Quick break, Tintel. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.